Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Craig Brown, who's CEO at ECR Minerals. How are you today, Craig?
Good, thanks. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning to you. ECR, the headline is that you're a gold exploration company in Victoria, Australia. But there's much more to it than that, I suppose. But first question, is Bilaston up for sale, or is it the focus on selling Creswick? What's the rationale between keeping Bilaston over Creswick?
Okay, we're not focused on selling either. Really, what we're wanting to do is, Creswick will require quite a lot more work than Bilaston, so... And we have a number of interested parties in Creswick at the moment. We have had interested parties in Bayliston, but a couple of offers which we did turn down, and so we think we're going to basically develop Bayliston ourselves, and so we're focusing on that. We have field work ongoing at the moment, and we're getting ready for our next drill program.
Okay. Is the company due any placings in the short term, or are you fully funded and comfortable?
Fully funded. We've got more than enough cash. We've had quite a number of warrant exercises. There'll be news flow coming through fairly soon, but we certainly don't have any need any money for a long time. For a very long time. We've got well in excess of a year's runway as far as cash is concerned.
Right. I'm just going back to Creswick. Are you open to a joint venture at Creswick, selling 49.9% of it to Newmont, perhaps, or would you rather have if you did anything, would you rather have a full buyout?
I don't think we should speculate specifically on Newmont, but we've got a number of parties which are interested in the project. So, which we're in discussions with, and we've had proposals. Currently, Victoria is in a lockdown in metropolitan Melbourne. However, that doesn't affect the regions, and we are still carrying on working. And we're looking for a joint venture in and partner, and we're in discussions with these groups. The only restriction is it's quite difficult for companies to do their due diligence and to fly into Victoria at the moment, because when they return home, if they're from another state, for example, Western Australia or Queensland, they have to do a quarantine. So as a result, that has delayed some of our negotiations. But two companies have completed due diligence, and they're just waiting for the to do their site visit, which is a bit restrictive at the moment. So that's for Creswick. But if we don't get the deal that we want, we'll continue developing Creswick ourselves.
What would you say that ECR's selling points are to potential buyers?
Creswick's a very large area. We have one license and two license applications, and we can push those applications along. Certainly there's a substantial amount of gold in the area. We've proven that with our drilling program last year. We have a Dimmix main shell which contains quartz veins reefs all the way through it, and in addition there are a number of parallel structures or other reefs around the area, and so the gold's definitely there. We've just got to do a lot more drilling and getting it into a resource stage. So Creswick has huge potential. Likewise, the Bayliston project does. We discovered Blue Moon, which was a new discovery back in 2018. We drilled again in 2019. We need to do some infill drilling and get that into a resource. But likewise, within our Bayliston license, we also have Black Cat, HR3, Cherry Tree South, and a number of other areas that we also want to do some further work on. And in all of these areas, we've had proven results with decent gold assays. In the Bayliston area, the average kind of grade which we're looking, grades which we've been getting is at around 15 grams a ton. So it's fantastic. It's high grade quartz vein reefs.
Right. There's another shareholder question. Do you envisage an eventual sale of Creswick after successful JV stage proving an up, or would you be aiming to have a percentage of the gold once in production similar to Greatland Gold?
Depends on the deal, but we'd certainly like to keep an interest in the project. But I mean, if we had a buyer paying a reasonable price, then you know we could sell a substantial portion of the project and just maintain a free carry as Greatland Gold have, or alternatively a royalty over the project.
Right. If another question from a shareholder, if a joint venture is successful and future funding is required to fund various aspects of the next stages, would you consider further warrants issued to investors or stick with a basic issue of equity?
Well, it all depends upon price. I mean, quite often the advantage of, if you simply issue equity, normally you have to issue equity at a small discount to the current market price, whereas if you offer a warrant as well, often you can issue the shares at the current price. But certainly in the meantime, as I said, we don't have any funding requirements for at least well over a year, and you know, and that's after taking into account the you know, our current drill programs which we're planning, and we'll announce further details of shortly.
Right. Finally, do you believe the current gold bull run with the gold price, you know, near $2,000, etc., is likely to set to increase, and do you think that will increase the likelihood of large companies trying to buy outright smaller plays to basically get their gold production?
Well, if you have a look in Victoria, there's been a real surge of activity. Most of it's based on the success of the Fosterville gold mine, and there was a similar TSX listing recently, Fosterville South, and I mean that company's just done incredibly well. It listed at about, you know, 70 cents, and it's been trading up to $5, and they've raised a massive amount of money. In the last few days, a company called Petrotherm announced a sale of its assets in Victoria for $21 million to a Canadian, I think $21 million Australian dollars to a Canadian group. There's been a number of sales around the area. And, you know, we certainly have very good projects, and I'd say better than a lot of the other companies out there which have been selling their licenses for very huge amounts, for large amounts. So, you know, I'm quite keen that we, I believe that the majors have interest, and, well, we do have majors with interest, so certainly things are going forward well. As far as the gold price is concerned, the Fed in the last 24 hours announced that they're not going to put any restrictions on inflation, which means they're not going to necessarily raise interest rates simply because of high inflation. So that means if we're going through an inflationary period, gold is normally the best hedge against inflation. So as far as we're looking at the moment, I think that the gold price is only going to go up. So that's certainly going to increase the value of projects and also increase the economics on prospects.
Craig Brown, CEO at ECR Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.